Hmong people's village names are often named after natural geographical features, such as Mogong Village, underground water area, Daohuochang, forest of manflowers. Hmong villages come to reside after the Thai people, typically adopt names from the Thai people, such as Namzat, Phiengluong, Bahum. Depending on the natural terrain, villages are distributed differently. Some villages are scattered, consisting of only a few houses spread along the forest or mountainside. Others are more concentrated, including several dozen households. Nowadays, some Hmong villages have grown to include hundreds of households, particularly in areas with relatively flat terrain. In addition to residential areas, each village also has designated land for cultivation and exploitation, mountain forests, water sources, cemeteries, etc. These areas are determined by oral agreements between residents of different villages. The boundary markers are defined based on natural features such as rocks, roads, mountain paths, hill streams, big tree stumps, forks in the road, etc. Although these boundaries are somewhat informal, they are respected and maintained by the villagers. The determination of boundary markers is often achieved through consensus within village elder councils between relevant villages. This is a non-official way of delimitation because there is no participation in determining and recognizing by administrative authorities. Additionally, there may be boundary divisions based on national maps.